Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hi, everyone. Thank you for joining us here. And depending on your preference, east side of Buffalo or East Buffalo, we heard today there's a lot of love for both names. But all I know is I love this community. And I'm proud to be back here as we enter the final days before the third anniversary of the massacre of our residents, our citizens, our neighbors. And it's a hard time for this community, but I wanted to make sure I was here to remind them that I've not forgotten these individuals that day or the investments that I promised in this community. And that's why I was proud to stand with our head of ESD, President Hope Knight, who is here to announce with me another $10 million in investments to lift up this community, economic development projects, restoration of different corridors and storefronts, and just to continue our efforts to bring vitality but also hope back to this community. So we're excited to be here once again on top of our other investments, and happy to take any.
So we have time for a couple questions only. We're going to start with on topics first. Anybody with an on topic question on today's announcement?
Hey, Jim.
Governor, how important is it that these dollars go to small mom and pop businesses? I know the state's been very helpful with larger businesses, but to get to Main Street, or in this case, Jefferson Avenue.
You can't help a community without helping the heart of the community. And those are the small businesses you heard about today, whether it's Golden Cup Coffee or it's the hairdressers or the little vegan store here that's trying to really make a go of it. If you lose them, you lose the identity of a community. We don't need more big box stores that are faceless that could dot the streets and malls of any other city in America. For the East Side, East Buffalo, to maintain its identity, we need to invest in those. And that means the architecture, the buildings themselves, the storefronts, over time they get worn down. And many people don't have the money to make those investments or fix the roof or the floor or to fix up the facade and make it more welcoming. That's what we're here for now, is to focus. You saw the pictures. Beautiful opportunities for them to really clean up and have a facelift. That's what it's about.
Any other on topics?
Do we know where the money is going to these stores yet, or is it just earmarked for
I'll let the commissioner, yes. President, I can call her commissioner.
Thank you. So we will be opening up our application process May 21st, and then it's open to businesses to apply for these funds.
What's the timeline?
Will it be open through ESD?
Through ESD, yes.
The timeline, just in terms of like money rolling out to end of summer, fall, winter?
There's a process to determine what's needed, and we will get the money out as soon as possible.
And that's what I mentioned at the outset of my remarks, that this money is on a fast track to get out to the communities. You know, we're going to break down a lot of the barriers because they've waited long enough. And this is on top of our massive investments in rebuilding the homes that we have here, or taking care of vacant lots and lighted buildings, making people feel have the resources they need to fix up their home. But it's not just about homes. It's about the buildings on the main corridors and sprucing up our neighborhoods overall. So I appreciate your leadership on this, Hope.
Are you happy with what's happened so far on Jefferson, Genesee?
Yeah. And also, Broadway, Fillmore, the $10 million, yes. Yes, as you've heard from some of the other speakers, progress is being made. Now, because it's not like one big economic development project, like a stadium, you can build it and you know it's done. This is different. Different pots of money over a period of time. Over the last 3 years, I've been announcing these investments and working with local developers and property owners, and even to acquire land to put up a new building. It takes a little bit of time, but I'm impatient. I do believe that in the next few years, people really see a tangible difference in this neighborhood, these communities, and how they feel about it as well.
All right, we're going to move to off-topic, so we'll let Commissioner Knight step
away. Thanks, Hope. Thank you for being here.
Off-topic, we'll start with Eileen.
Thanks, Jim. Governor, you've been given the approval in the state budget along with the Department of Corrections to shut down 3 prisons. Can you identify those, and would they be in the community?
No, I'm not prepared to identify them because I have to look at a lot of factors. First of all, when any prison is closed, there will be no job losses. I need every single person who is a corrections officer to transition either to an adjoining facility or to have consolidations, and that's my focus right now. And making sure that we look at the economics of what we're doing, the prison population, the demand, and a lot of other variables. So there's a whole process that is involved in that.
Jim?
Governor, we're right on the start of the peak tourism season. How frustrated are you that because of events in Washington, the flow of Canadians to Western New York and elsewhere has slowed down, and it may seriously impact our economy?
No. Frustrated? I'm angry. And I would use a stronger word, but I won't. You know what I want to say. I am very angry about this because our state and places like Western New York or the North Country, you know, along the 450-mile border with Canada, struggled during the pandemic, struggled with post-pandemic inflation, finally on the cusp of a rebirth, and all the stress of the past is finally melting away. Our economy was on fire in December. Economists said there's no stopping us. And now to see the immediate effect of the Trump tariff taxes, and not just the cost, as I gathered businesses last time I was in town to talk about the impact on the cost of everything, whether you're a farmer, whether you're a manufacturer that count on the steel or aluminum from Canada, our tourism industry, our culturals, I mean, everything from Shays to people going to the Bisons game, we're affiliated with the Blue Jays, and people are so unhappy with our country in Canada. And I understand that. And we're trying our best to say, we're New York. We love Canada. We embrace you. But we're starting to feel the effects already. I track these numbers. You know, bridge crossings and our international borders are about down about 30%. That's people not shopping at the mall. The county executive is going to feel the decline in sales tax revenues. People aren't staying at the hotels. Bookings are down. The restaurants will be down. And it was so unnecessary. This is an unforced error on our community of a magnitude I never could have foreseen. And I think this community is going to be reeling for a while, which is one of the reasons I lifted the unemployment insurance burden on our businesses of all sizes, the extra money they had to pay for making up for the lost money we had during the COVID. We've been in arrears. And what this simply means is, they won't have to pay hundreds of dollars per employee. I'm now trying to do this to help our businesses, taking money out of my reserves, which I never want to do. But that's my rainy day fund. It's raining. It's raining already on our businesses here in Western New York and in other parts of the state. And it could get worse. If we have a recession, we know what happens to Western New York when there's a recession. You know, the country gets a cold, we get pneumonia. And I've lived through that. And the last thing I want is to see people having to have layoffs because the economy has taken a downturn. So I have to do everything I can to prepare for that. I wish I could give brighter economic forecasts. I hope I'm wrong. But the signs right now, the loss of visitors, tourism, we're already feeling it. Just ask anybody who has a business in downtown Buffalo or Halter or you know, our attraction, the museums. I mean, everything's going to be suffering from this. So,
all right, time for 2 more very quick ones, Matt, and then Nate, and then we're out of here. Governor, in the final version of the budget, why was it that went with the plan that included the bed tax and the plan for the parking ramps over the plan that Sean Ryan had advanced about deficit balance?
No, this is something, I mean, that plan showed up at the last minute, very last minute. And the mayor had been promoting his financial package for a number of months. Crystal Peoples Stokes, who has a very powerful voice in our state legislature and in my ear, really promoted this and said, I think this is the best for the community, because she was terribly afraid of a tax increase that could otherwise ensue on the people in this part of Buffalo, her district, and I believe that. So this was helping the mayor execute the plan that he has. And it had already been talked about at our leadership tables for weeks, and it was not a last-minute plan. It was well thought out.
Last one, Nate.
Governor, I'll try to get two for one out of you. The first, Senators Ryan and Baskin tried to put in about $800 million for the Kensington Expressway to get fully funded. While that gets sorted out, I'm told that's not part of the budget. Mm-hmm. What happened there? And then second, does Buffalo have the transportation infrastructure and hotel infrastructure to host an NFL draft?
Yes. We'll make it happen, number one. I think that'd be critically important. And, you know, we can do the impossible. And as much as something seems overwhelming, I would embrace that opportunity. But in terms of the Kensington, you know, I came here as brand new governor and persuaded the Secretary of Transportation under President Biden to come here and help execute a plan that realizes the vision of people that have worked for years, the ROC Coalition, Crystal Peoples Stokes, who believe that we could begin the healing of this severed artery through west or from Buffalo, from downtown out to the suburbs. And I was sold. I wanted to do it. Pledged $1 billion. We did the studies. We did all of our work. And as unfortunately happens all too often in Western New York, good ideas die because of lawsuits. People have difference of opinion than the people who actually represent this community. And therefore, we're not going to continue on a path that's going to lead to more delays, more delays, more delays. So we'll take a step back. We'll talk about engaging the community, but it's really hard when we get to a certain point and individuals who think they speak for everyone go to court, find a friendly judge, and as is sadly part of the Buffalo story, it's gone. I mean, I still wish there was a peace bridge that was promised the year I moved back from Washington in 1991, I believe it was, when I thought for sure I'd be going over on either a signature bridge, a twin span, and look what happens over litigation. So it's a shame. It's a shame. So we'll dust ourselves off and get back in the game and start reengaging the community. Thank you, everybody. Happy Mother's Day to the moms and parents.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.